Shohei.
That was great.
How good is it just for, you know, not only personally to get things started on the right foot, but the team as well, to have such a good first game out of the break?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's basically like another opening day. You know, we put a lot of emphasis on the first game of the year, and then we have this, you know, four-day break. So it's almost like another first game starting the second half. So, but I mean, just basically from the get-go was just an offensive onslaught. You know, it was a lot of fun to be a part of. And to your point, yeah, I mean, just the perfect way to kind of start the second half, you know, with some energy.
You know, it's through 18 starts of this season, I looked back and saw what Randy Johnson did at his 37-year-old season. And you're not going to match those strikeouts, but you got a better ERA, you know, that he did. And then, like, you know, I think you're the only one to actually have this kind of ERA and the amount of strikeouts you do at this stage. How much fun is it to continue to do what your idol did, or, you know, what would you aim to do as a child?
It's exciting. For me, the numbers part of it comes secondary to winning games. You know, being a good teammate, I think, you know, I do appreciate it. You know, just to be able to it's crazy for me to think to be even mentioned in the same conversation as him, you know. So, you know, it's humbling to say the least.
This rotation, you said, to kind of grind it out at times this year, especially over the last month or so. How meaningful was it to get that seven innings in the books and get the second half started with that as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've put a lot on our bullpen. They've been, you know, unbelievable for the first half of the season. You know, so hopefully, you know, starting with today, we can kind of pick them up for the second half so we can kind of keep those guys fresh for, you know, when we get down the stretch and we're really going to need them.
Drake had a great day at the plate today.
He's all right.
Kind of seeing him, obviously, you've been able to, you know, obviously share that clubhouse and be with him for the past 2 years of his career. Just kind of what have you seen from for such a young player that makes him special right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's got the maturity of someone who's been in the league for, you know, 10-plus years, I think. Again, being a catcher, I'll die saying this, that catching is the hardest position on the field. Not only do you have to worry about calling games, you're calling games for multiple pitchers, starters, you know, guys getting called up, new guys getting traded over, and you got to go out there and hit. So, you know, for him to be able to do what he's done, you know, winning Rookie of the Year, going to his first All-Star game, you know, even tonight, you know, there was just, you know, no stopping. So, you know, it's been impressive.
Do you feel nice and rested coming into this one? I know it was a busy week, but do you feel like you had a full tank coming into this one?
Yeah, I mean, I threw three innings a week ago, so, you know, and I was able to kind of keep my arm going over, you know, over the break, threw a few times, you know, through, you know, at the Derby and before the All-Star game, you know, played some catch in the backyard with my kids on Wednesday, and then, you know, we had a light workout here yesterday, so, you know, I was able to mostly stay on schedule, so that helped.
You are the only pitcher to ever have this kind of ERA and 120-plus strikeouts through the first 18 starts at 37-year-old. That's cool, but also just to think about, where were you? What were you doing as a 12-year-old in Lakeland when Johnson was going through his 2001 season? I mean, I know they're all kind of bunched together. What do you remember about those years?
Acting like him, pitching to my dad in the backyard, honestly. Playing Little League baseball at Peterson Park and playing travel ball in Auburndale. I think that might have been the year I went to Cooperstown, too. So. And it's funny you say that, because even the coach of that travel ball team nicknamed me the little unit because he was the big unit. So, again, I mean, I wore 51 as a kid. Obviously, I wear 51 here, you know, to represent, you know, how I think of Randy Johnson. So, again, you know, it takes a lot to get to this position, and I'm thankful and I'm appreciative of all the people that I've leaned on, because, you know, it wasn't easy, and I put in a lot of work, but there's a lot of people around me putting in a lot of work, our coaching staff, our training staff, our, you know, strength coaches, my teammates playing defense behind me, my catchers, you know, again, I'm probably the laziest starting pitcher in the league because I don't do any studying, I don't do any film, I literally put it all on them. So, you know, a lot of emphasis is on my catchers too, getting me through those games.
I know he's only been up for a couple of weeks. Yeah, he stuck out. You got Owen Murphy, makes his first start tomorrow. Did he stick out as a pitcher teammate first?
Yeah, I think, again, there's something about these young guys coming up that just have poise on the mound. I've seen it with Didi all throughout this year. You see it with J.R. Ritchie, and then, you know, with Murphy. He looks like he's just in attack mode. He looks like, you know, he wants to be here, you know, pouring in strikes. And, again, just his demeanor, how he handles, what he looks like on the mound. How he walks off the mound, you know, the stuff speaks for itself. I mean, his stuff is unbelievable. So I mean, it there's no surprise why he's here. But again, these young guys just coming up with that demeanor and with the poise. You don't see that a whole lot. And again, I think that's more than half the battle when you get to the big leagues. Is not only trusting your stuff, but believing that you belong here, and you know, got to kind of look the part too. And these guys are doing that.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.